Blog Talk Radio.
We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. With praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father God, that we come on this morning to say thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your kindness, Father God. Hallelujah. We adore you. We bless you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Father, we thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept, as we slumbered. And Father God, now we rise in this morning to give your name praise. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for your protection and your provisions. Thank you for bringing us this far by faith. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We say hallelujah to your name, to your holy name, to your righteous name, and to your wonderful name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for bringing us through the week, through the month, through the year, and through the last 11 years. Every day, Father God, making a way out of no way. Thank you, Father God, for protection, provisions, detours, grace, mercy, love, blessings, and on and on and on. Father, you are good. You are extremely good, and we are extremely appreciative to you. Now, Father God, we ask that you would bless our services on today. Father God, that you will be glorified, your people edified. Father God, as we lift Jesus' name higher and higher and higher. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. Amen and amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host on this morning, giving God all the praise and giving God all the glory and giving God all of the honor. Thank you, Jesus. We'd like to say good morning to our listening audience in the United States, Canada, South Korea, France, China, and Africa. And other places. Maybe you're not on the map yet, but you're there. So we want to thank God for you and ask that you would continue to come Have a seat at the breakfast table as breakfast is about to be served. The breakfast for champions. Glory be to God, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We pray that everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely week as we have come to the close of it. Amen. The Lord did it. Amen. And we are grateful to him for all of his doings. Amen and amen. We still are moving forward with the women of the Bible. And we want to thank God, amen, for the sharing to this week and all of the beautiful bullet points, all of the beautiful elaborations, and a time of reflection on these women, the good, the bad, the ugly, the weak, the strong. Glory be to God, the saved, the unsaved, amen. But there's a lesson to be learned in each and every individual's life. And so we pray that you are taking notes and reflecting and being encouraged, amen, through the word of God. And it is a reason that God placed these women in the Bible. There were many women that have walked this earth. And the Lord could have spoken all of them, but he selected these. And we have to think, you know, God selected these handful of women for a reason, for a reason. And so we want to focus on God's reasoning. And why did God choose this one? Because she wasn't all that nice. Why did God choose this one? See, and because there's a lesson, the Bible says the scriptures are for our instruction. And we can get something out of it. We can be better. Amen. We can be better women, better men, better Christians, better people of God. Amen. Serving in his kingdom through the lessons learned through his word. Amen. So we are excited on this morning. Amen. And today we will be speaking on Sapphira. And this is a story that everybody needs to pay attention to. I will say Sapphira's story is probably one of the most scariest events in the Bible. It's her story is scary. If you want to keep some scariness out of your life, I think you need to pay attention to the word as it is coming forth on this morning for none other, amen, than our elder Nadine. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for her on this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Out of Cheltenham, amen, Pennsylvania, our elder Hedgman, amen, she is coming to us this morning, amen, to give her take, amen, on Sapphira. Amen. So open up your ears, Father God. We ask that you will anoint our ears to hear what thus saith the Lord, Father God, for we know that your word will not return until you void. This woman here is a woman of God. She loves the Lord. Amen. She is sold out. Amen. She's all the way in. Amen. She is focused and dedicated. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a prophetess. She is a seer. Glory be to God. Amen. She is a servant. Amen. She is a lover of God and a lover of God's people. Amen. A lover of God's word. Amen. Not only does she teach the word, preach the word, but she lives the word. Amen. So we want to thank God for her faith walk. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And also her service in the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others. Amen. Our elder Nadine Hedgman, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Amen and amen. Good morning, Elder Nadine. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor. How are you? Good morning to everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you. Thank you, Father, amen, for this opportunity to expound on your word to your people. I thank you, Lord God, that I am your ambassador and your salt. I am your light in the earth. So I ask you, Holy Spirit, to speak through me. Let your spirit transfer these airwaves. Let teaching come clear to the hearer, and let your words fall on good ground, that someone may be delivered, set free, and come into the knowledge of those that don't know you, come in to know who you are and be in the family of the love of God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So my task today, this morning, is to tell you what the Lord brought out about the fire. We know, like Pastor Bradford stated, that give you a little background. The fire was born the first century before Christ, in the first century A.D. 35. She died in the first century A.D. We know that her spouse was Ananias. During my research through the Bible and other books, there was no mention of her having any children. I could not find that. And no parents. Nothing related her, even in the Bible, any parents or being related to any other biblical characters in the Bible. Sapphire, etymology of the name, sapphire is related to the gem, sapphire. We know we like gems, right? So sapphire is a very special gem. The quality of it is calm. It is clear in some cases, and it is composed. Sapphire name is shows up in many ancient languages with a remarkable distinction related as Sanskrit. It is a noun. It is also a Greek word pronounced Kanitria, for those that are taking notes. We know that sapphire is a girl's name, and it is of the Greek origin. It is derived from the Hebrew word sapphire. Sapphire is ranked and named is 2,693 overall. So that's a little background on the name. I'm going to read the scripture at 5, and I'm going to read verses 1 to 10. It says, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept that part of the price. His wife also ran privy to it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why have Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep that part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not his own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? What hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart, that thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God? And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. A great fear came on all of them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wore him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter asked unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to attempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found her dead, carrying her forth and buried her by her husband. So she was in agreement with the lie and the hypocrisy that her husband did. There was no mention. I searched and looked throughout the scriptures and researched. I was trying to find out how much was that lie worth to them. Because it said that she held back the money. They held back part of their possession. So I wanted to know how much was that worth that they kept back, and I could not find it. So if someone finds it, if you can get that to Dr. Alfreda, I would love to have that information. Because iron sharpens iron. So, but whatever it was enough for them to lie to the Lord and to lead, cause them to lose their life. I equated it to myself. I said, this is me. They got caught up in a bandwagon. They wanted to appear as outstanding church members, but they did not want to part with their possessions in order to have both. They pretended to give the full price of the sale of their property to the apostles. What is still, they were stealing. It wasn't required. It was a community thing to help the others that was lacking in their community. That's what they did. That's why the Peter and them were there, because the people that had possessions, they had more than those that was in that community. They were going to give to them. That's what they did. That's in those days. So their story is rarely shown in art, but is the subject of one of Raphael's cartoons and a panel on the brick casket, late 4th century registry. It is also shown on a 1590 painting by Ambrose Franklin the Elder. We have to also look at X. 4 and 32 when talking about this story closely by stating that the first followers of Jesus did not consider their possessions to be their own, but rather held in common in order to use it to help those in need. For example, Barnabas, the Levite from Cyprus, stole a lot of land and donated the proceeds to the apostles. So everything that we had, that God gives us, they didn't know the value that God gave them what they had, and they were supposed to release it. But they chose, that fire chose to tell a lie. She chose to agree with her husband's lie. And it was, I just want to tell you that I've seen where it was a definition for the S in her name. It said, talent is mean. Sapphira's talent was great and pursued greatness, enhancing personality and help others towards prosperity as well as yourself. She did that. They kept their possessions, and she kept it. Fearlessness and provided for old age. It didn't say actually the age that she died. I don't know if it was old, middle age, or in between. There was no history of it. Did not dream about unrealistic goals. She didn't dream about unrealistic goals. Great vision. do not overlook what is already obtained. That's what other researchers said when you look at the S. You are very careful and cautious. She was not very careful and she was not cautious. Because if she was very careful and cautious, she would not have lied to the Lord. Because the outcome was not good. And she had an opportunity to tell the truth and to redeem herself. But we know that the Bible says that when people are married, they become one. So in this instance, they became one. He lied, she lied, and they both died as one. She died 3 hours later. He told a lie 1 hour. 3 hours later, she told a lie, the same lie. So them being connected, joined as one. Amen. So I would like to say as I close, be very careful when the Lord gives you possession and you have an opportunity to release it. Don't steal from God. They didn't steal from the people. They didn't hold back from the people. They held back their blessings. And out of that, it cost them their life. There is no more history of them. There's no more history of Sapphira in the Bible. That was it. I hope you were blessed.
Amen. Amen. And we were blessed. Amen. The damaging effect of a lie. That's just, oh my God. The damaging effect of a lie. Lying to the Holy Ghost. Holding back. Amen. Hypocrisy. Amen. How she agreed with the lie. She paid a that was a heavy price to pay. She agreed with the lie. She didn't have to lie. It was hers. She was not a careful woman. She was not a cautious woman. And as you said, Elder, her outcome was not good. I like the when you use the word the bandwagon effect. Amen. And you also posed the question, how much was it worth? How much was that? I mean, how much money are we talking about? Whatever it was, it could have been $1 million. Was that worth dying and losing your soul? What is it worth? Oh, my God. Lying to the Holy Ghost, drop dead. Drop dead. Let me tell you something. Thank you, Elder. You know, this story here, I tell you, I think it's one of the most serious out of all the ones that we've presented thus far. She lied to the Holy Ghost and dropped dead. Not the next day. The same day, 3 hours later after her husband. God is the same God. Today, yesterday, tomorrow. He's the same God of Sapphira. Amen. He's the same God of you and me, beloved. Glory be to God. God will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. Glory be to God. And their penalties might seem extreme to us today, beloved, but God judged them guilty of sin, so serious that they threatened the very existence of the early church. Beloved, amen. Let us, amen, hallelujah. I don't know. Just let this word work through you. If you can't say amen to this teaching, just say ouch. Just say ouch. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy in the church. Hypocrisy. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Elder, thank you.
Dr. Bradford, I'd just like to say one more thing.
Sure.
That even in lie, she was very clear. She was calm when she answered Peter, and she was composed. So she owned that lie. She owned it.
Wow.
She owned it. And that, and not only the lie, she was deceptive. So, there's a total difference between her actions and what happened with Eve and Adam in the garden. This is a very crucial thing.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Saints, don't own the lie. Don't own the lie. She's probably up there all cute with her makeup on and her false eyelashes and a weave and her design, whatever. Chewing a chewing gum, smacking on a chewing gum. Looking at her freshly manicured nails. And lying and owning the lie. Said, this is it. This is all we got. Making big time plans what she was going to do and how she was going to spend that money when she left that meeting. Didn't even know she wasn't leaving. Beloved, don't own the lie. Don't own the lie. It's time for us to rebuke the lie. It's time for us to bind the lie and the father of lies. Does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Elder, anything else you want to say on this? This is good here. This is enough to freeze you up a little bit this morning, saints, and allow the Holy Ghost to do a work in us. What lies are we owning? Where are we stealing from God? A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit, it's okay. You know what I mean? It's mine. God gave it to me. You know, I'll replace it. Whatever. Ain't nobody's business. And no, it's God's business. You're not lying to man. You're not lying to your spouse. You're not lying to the preacher. You're lying to God. This is serious. It's serious. And then we hear so much is going on in the Christian world. Who's to say? Who's to say if they lied to the Holy Ghost or not? Who's to say if they're not experiencing a sapphire moment? Who's to say? Oh, they was doing okay. We just got word that they just dropped dead. We just got word. Who's to say that they didn't repent? We can lie and steal from people, and that's bad enough because you're going to have judgment on that. But when you try to lie and steal from God, that's fearful. That's untouchable. Glory be. And she had as the elder said, she could have got out. She didn't know her husband was there, but she didn't have to go out like that. She didn't have to lie. Well, there's so much. This is what we got. She didn't have to lie. God says spirit and truth. Didn't want to honor her word. Didn't want to give God what she said she wanted to give God. Didn't want to give God what belonged to God. Didn't want to give it to him. Father God, help us. Help us if we are guilty of that spirit of that fire so that we don't be dropping dead in our sins thinking we cute. Glory be to God. Elder, God bless you. This is soul-searching word here. Soul-searching word. Soul-searching word. Yeah, because a lot of times we hold back. We hold back. We don't really give God everything that's his. We hold back to a convenient moment, not even knowing what that, like, who told us we're going to have a convenient moment. Amen. I took some notes as you were speaking. Amen. Glory be to God. How much was it worth? Amen. And that's something for us to walk away with, beloved. Amen. Today, how much is it worth? How much is it worth? And the damaging effect of a lie. And as you said, sister, amen, do not own. She owned the lie. What are you owning today? What are you owning today? Amen and amen. God bless you, sister. We appreciate you. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Soul searching. Yeah, thank you. Soul searching. Amen. This is the message here, beloved. Amen. To really, really, really allow the Holy Spirit to search our hearts and show us ourselves as we need to be seen and as we are seen by him. This is a word here where we need to allow the Holy Spirit to show us if we are owning a lie, if we are stealing from God, and if we are holding back from God, and then lying to God too. That's an insult. I sort of see why the Holy Spirit took her out. That's an insult to the Holy Ghost. God, in Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
It was an eye-opener for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was praying and reading over this, I seen this different from years past. You know, we hear stories, we read it, and we don't know the essence of what the Spirit is saying. But that's what came to me, that the lie and how we withhold not just possessions, but we withhold God's time. Because everything that we have come from him. All things belong to him. Even our family members, the people that we are associated with, do not belong to you. Yes, we're dead when they go, but they all belong to God, everything, and we are to release it. And this took place right after Pentecost. They were the first Christian churches in the first century. They were in Jerusalem. See, when we respect, you know, people just preach from the part that they kept the money back. But when you dig in this and the Spirit reveals what is happening here, you got to put yourself in the scripture for the Lord to speak to you. So, I mean, for me, I was weeping. I don't know about nobody else. And like I said, I wanted to know what was, like, because sometimes it's about how much it is, and we so busy want to obtain stuff that don't even belong to you. Whatever you obtain, you've got to release it. Because it says all unrighteousness is sin.
Thank you, Father.
So,
thank you.
It's just so much with this. Like, you've got to search yourself.
Thank you.
That we examine ourselves daily. And this word, this is what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to challenge us so that we can grow up in our salvation.
Yes.
And be the ambassadors. We are the salt and the light in the earth. But the church has lost its light.
Yes, God.
adapting to the world.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Being busy about everything.
Thank
busy
you,
for him.
Thank you, Father.
Sit with him.
Thank you, Father.
His heavenly read his word.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God.
God be the glory.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Father, forgive us for our sins. Father, forgive us. Forgive us for holding back. Holding back our time. Holding back our praise. Holding back our service. Holding back our finances. Holding it back, Father God. Forgive us for stealing from you. Shorting you, shortchanging you, Father. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. And thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. God, you said if we will confess our sins, Father God, you said that you will be faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for this word that have come forth on this morning. Father God, this is the word. This is a word of repentance, Father God. Because Father God, chances are all of us come short somewhere. All of us can see ourselves in this message today, Father. We may not be withholding our money, Father God, but Father God, we're withholding our praise, withholding our service, withholding our obedience. This holding, Father God, everything belongs to you. Everything belongs to you. We belong to you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Thank you, God. Bless Elder. Bless Elder Nadine, Father God. Thank you for how you use her, Father God, and continue to use her. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you that your word will not return into your void. Father God, if we need to back up today, God, whatever we need to do to get things right with you, Father, not beginning tomorrow, but beginning today, show us. Show us. Help us not to own the lie, but to walk in the truth, because Jesus is the truth. And we say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. God bless you, my sister. Amen, and to God be praise. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Any announcements on your end, sister? I know you will have some events, and you're moving, shaking the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Any announcements you'd like to share with us today?
Not at this time.
Okay. All right. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen. All right, saints, there it is. Amen. Set fire. My God, my God, my God. Hey, God, that make you want to pick up. That don't make you want to pick up the book today. That don't make you want to pick up the Bible today. Glory be to God. After what we heard, amen, and pick it up, amen, and read through that and allow the Holy Spirit to break some things down. If that don't make you pick it up, then I don't know what to say. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Beloved, let me say this as I close today. I like old movies. I like the TCM movies, the black and white movies, when they was making the movies back in the 40s and the 50s, glory be to God. And
I've watched those movies. I think that's real acting, just real acting. Everything was clean. It was no sex. It wasn't no violence, you know. But then I look at those movies and I say, you know what? I always do the math. I said, everybody in this movie is dead. Everybody. I said, this movie here is about 70 years old. And they was in their 30s or 40s when the movie was made. I said, the majority of these people, they're all dead. They're all dead. I said, it looked like they had fun. Some of them became celebrities. Some of them became rich, you know. I said, but everybody is dead. That whole generation has passed. And the Holy Spirit, and I get messages out of watching movies, and the Holy Spirit is saying, beloved, and so it is with us. So it is with us. This generation, amen, glory be to God, beloved, amen, as the Lord tarry, we'll all be dead. Another 50 years from now, glory be to God, those that I'm talking to, amen, glory be to God, we'll all be dead. We'll all be dead. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange to his soul? Then where did they go? Where did they go? Did they go to heaven or did they go to hell? Where did they go? As the minister said today, glory be to God, amen, she said, hallelujah, how much was it worth? How much? It's not a matter of if we gonna die. It's a matter of when we gonna die. How much is it worth? And for us to be cheating God and lying to God and robbing God and holding back from God what belongs to him? What belongs to him? It all belongs to him. Or everything. Everything. All of us. Like as she said, your children, your spouses, your family, don't nobody belong to you. What type of legacy do you want to leave? What type of legacy do you want to leave? Amen. We want to thank everybody for serving this week. Amen. Glory be to God. All of the lovely ministry partners, the prayer warriors, thank you for manning the prayer altar. Amen. God bless. God bless. Thank you for all of the ones who have come to elaborate this week. We want to thank God. Amen. For all the beautiful elaborations. Amen. On Sophia, Michelle, amen, Rebecca, amen, JL, amen, Zipporah, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. We want to just thank God for all the sharing, the Bible study to this week, which really came, it turned around to be a sister-to-sister conversation. Amen, we want to thank God for that too. Thank God for meeting us on the 5 o'clock a.m. altar at Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God at the morning altar. Amen, amen, amen. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. A beautiful week, a fun-packed week. Amen. A glorious week, giving God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. So we're at the weekend now. We're praying that everybody will have a lovely Sabbath day, a day of rest. Amen. A day of reflection. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. So we can confess our sins. Amen. Get some things right with God. Amen. And get started over again today. Today. Amen. God is the God of another chance. Amen. And he works with us. Amen. If we'll work with him. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Looking forward for our services on tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we're going to stick with 12 o'clock for right now. The Lord is making some adjustments with us on Sunday. Amen. So we're just floating with him. Amen. Glory be to God. And we will be on Facebook. Amen. On social media. But we're also going to try to link in the blog radio. Amen. So we're going to find a way to do that. Amen. Because we want to acknowledge, amen, all of our audience in other countries. Amen. And so we're looking forward for tomorrow and next week. We will continue, amen, on the women of the Bible. We want to take this to Mother's Day, Lord's willing, and we'll see what the Lord has to say after Mother's Day. It's been my pleasure, amen, to serve this week. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. I've had some, my week was very, very, very interesting. Amen. But I'm still standing. I'm still standing and moving forward. Thank you for your prayers for me as we continue to pray one for another. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you for this lovely week. We say thank you for this lovely day. We say thank you for the story of Sapphira. But this is a weeping message. It's a weeping message. Father, you told us to rend our hearts and not our garments. You're looking for a change in our hearts, a change in our spirits, and a change in our minds. And Father God, this is a message, amen, that will make us want to line up and get a little bit closer. Father God, for without holiness, no man, no woman shall see the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for all the lovely elaborators that have come forth this week. Father God, we ask that you would bless them. We ask that you would strengthen them. Father God, whatever the need is, Father God, we thank you that you are the supplier. Father God, every prayer warrior, Father God, that have come forth praying in the Holy Ghost, in spirit and in truth, Father God. Father God, we ask that you will bless them for their sacrifice and the prayers that they have prayed for others. We ask that you would do that unto them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the Amen Corner. Thank you for the touching and the agreeing. Thank you for the loosing and the binding. Thank you for the decreeing and the declaring. Father, we thank you for all these things, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give us a good weekend. Whatever we do this weekend, Father, help us to keep you on our minds. Glory be to God as we enjoy a marvelous Sunday, Father God, tomorrow, if it be your will, if it be your will, Father God. Hallelujah. And we return back to our platform, Father God, on next week, giving you praise, glory, and giving you honor. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, amen, signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Oh, yeah, I am a cool. Give me a cleaner tank, a better one, I pray, to believe you when you tell me, and stick with it all the way. Just lay your hands on me, Lord, and I will be brand new, yeah. Give me a clean heart, I'm coming now to you. To keep my heart from fainting, this is all I know to do, yeah. Just lay your hands on me, Lord, and I will be brand new. And I am worshiping your great and holy name. I'm determined to have life with no change. Give me a play now, won't you play? Nobody but you. yourself.